Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Charitable giving is down for the fifth year in a row at the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, and leaders at several area nonprofit groups say other revenue sources also are diminishing. Some agencies across Fairbanks are slashing budgets, cutting staff, restructuring programs, serving fewer people, and making do with old buildings, furniture, and equipment. One agency, Fairbanks Counseling and Adoption, is closing Friday because of budget constraints. Presbyterian Hospitality House, which serves children and families in crisis, has shifted its focus from residential treatment to foster care, which involves less in overhead expenses. The organization's executive director, Ty Tigner, says they've had to rethink the way they do business in order to survive. Presbyterian Hospitality House is involved in a capital campaign to build a new office building, but a tough financial environment has delayed it. As revenues decline, costs are going up. Tigner said insurance costs for the agency's employees have risen by 50%. Some of that cost has been passed on to the workers. American Red Cross Far North and Interior District Executive Director Lori Wilson said her agency is facing more demand for disaster services with fewer resources to help people. The number of structure fires the Red Cross chapter responded to last winter was about 40. Wilson says that's double the norm. Meanwhile, the agency has seen a reduction in support from local donors and the national headquarters, which has been dealing with record disasters. But the level of service, including financial support for fire victims, has declined. The Fairbanks chapter of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska has cut its staff by more than half in recent years and is finding outreach increasingly difficult to accomplish. Big Brothers Big Sisters matches adult mentors with children in need of positive role models. Program Director Derek Fighton said the number of matches is down. In the past 5 years, program staff has dwindled from 8 to 3. The work is being spread around. Executive Director of the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, Bill Wright, said the annual fundraising campaign has experienced a steady decrease since 2011. The United Way sponsors an annual campaign to raise money for area nonprofit organizations. That campaign peaked in 2011 when it topped out at about $1.4 million in donations. Alaskans opposed to a health care reform bill are speaking out. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin met with a 3-time cancer survivor who traveled to the nation's capital to protest the bill.
Steve Taylor is 42 and looks solid and strong. You wouldn't pick him out as a person who requires expensive health care. He works at a title company and lives in Anchorage with his wife, a dog, and 2 cats. He likes to fly fish. Until 2004, he was fine.
I was in great health. I hadn't been to an actual doctor in years.
2 months after his wedding day, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and went through chemo. A few years after that, pancreatic cancer.
They ended up taking the head of my pancreas, my gallbladder, a portion of my small intestine, and half my stomach.
Then came melanoma. He learned it's all related to a genetic disorder. Now he has to have monthly injections that cost $10,000 apiece. Like a majority of Alaskans, Taylor has insurance through his employer. He's glad the Affordable Care Act of 2010 eliminated lifetime caps on insurance payouts. A lot of them were set at $1 million.
Obviously, since that period of time, have blown by the former caps.
Taylor was one of 60 patients brought to Washington by a coalition of more than a dozen patient groups, including the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. They're trying to make the issue personal by putting patients face-to-face with their senators. As they were making the rounds, word filtered through the Capitol that Republican leaders didn't have the votes for the bill and will put it off until after the July 4 recess. Taylor was eager to tell both Alaskan senators to ditch the bill and start from scratch, because he says the proposal is bad for cancer patients.
Not just cancer patients, diabetes, anybody that has any type of chronic illness or anybody that is going to have a catastrophic illness, they deserve to be protected.
Among his complaints, the bill could allow states to waive the ban on lifetime caps, and he says there would be financial pressure to bring them back. Neither Senator Dan Sullivan nor Senator Lisa Murkowski has announced a position on the bill.
How am I feeling about it?
Do you feel like you might support it?
I feel like I still have a lot of hard questions that require a lot of hard data.
Healthcare for everyone!
In Alaska, a group of protesters was outside the senator's Anchorage office building at lunchtime to demonstrate against the Senate bill. ex-insurance agent Michael Derisson, says speaking out makes a point to the senators.
Well, I think their eyes will open up a little more and they'll understand that people are on top of this issue. And they'll think more about it before they pass any bill that's sponsored by their party.
At the same time, both Alaska senators were with their Republican colleagues at the White House to regroup on health care. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects to put a revised bill on the floor in a few weeks. With help from Henry Leisha in Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin in Washington.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.